Good morning. So every day at this time at 8:30, we'll do a guided meditation, giving specific instructions of how to practice with these elements. And this will be progressive. Each day will be building on the earlier day, preceding day. And then this afternoon, you'll have a time to ask questions and share how it went. Ask questions with a teacher. We'll talk a little bit more about that after we do the guided meditation. So maybe as an introduction, I'll just say that last night I mentioned there's this instruction in the Satipatthana Sutta. That is the Buddhist scripture that talks about mindfulness. And specifically mindfulness of the body. And there's this very simple instruction that we'll be fleshing out for this week, adding in things from other suttas and then building on the practice. The instruction, very simply, is one reviews this body. However it is placed, however disposed, by way of elements thus. In this body, there is the earth element. In this body, there is the water element. In this body, there is the fire element. And in this body, there is the air element. Not a lot of details there. Maybe I'll rephrase this in a way that we can make it a little bit more tangible. As one reviews this body, however it is placed, however disposed, by way of the elements thus. In this body, there is experience of solidity. In this body, there is the experience of fluidity or cohesion. In this body, there is the experience of temperature. In this body, there is the experience of movement. So to begin the guided meditation, if you haven't already, kind of like just settling in and bringing some awareness to the position of the body, like however it is arranged right now, to be sitting and know that the body is sitting. And inviting the weight of the body to maybe settle a little more fully into the support beneath you, the chair, the mat, the cushion. And then sensing the quality of solidity or hardness or stiffness in the body. You might just clench your teeth just to get a sense of hardness. Or maybe make a fist on your fingernails, if you have longer ones, maybe pressing into the palm of the hand, another sense of hardness. So just gently scanning the body, tuning into these sensations of solidity or hardness. We don't have to strain. We don't have to fabricate or imagine. We're sensing what's being revealed or what's available. This idea of the elements is part of reality. So we don't have to conduct a sustained research into it. We're just becoming sensitive to the experience of hardness. Solidity, hardness, stiffness, maybe. And of course, this quality of hardness is not only within the body. It's throughout reality, the world, nature. So for a moment, sense the hardness of the ground on which we sit. Maybe there's a quality of softness if you're on something particularly fluffy. Maybe there's less earth element, we might say. By attending briefly to the external dimensions of hardness, solidity, stiffness, the interdependence between the hardness, stiffness of the body, the hardness, solidity, stiffness of what's external to the body, interdependence becomes really evident. It's all just hardness. It's all just solidity. It's all nature. Quality of hardness, solidity, internally, externally. It's all the same. how we can bring our attention to the experience, the sensation of fluidity or wetness. Noticing the saliva in the mouth. Noticing lubrication around the eyeballs when the eyes move. Some obvious places we notice wetness, fluidity, cohesion. Cohesion is like the opposite of fluidity. Of course, the water, the wetness in the body is not any different than the water, the wetness that's part of fog in the morning, internally, externally, it's all wetness, fluidity. And for this sense of cohesion, can notice the lack of separation between the meditation seat, whether that's a cushion or a chair or a mat, and the buttocks. There's a sense of connectedness. We might say this is the cohesion of the water element and the bodily parts that are touching the meditation support. This is the same cohesion that keeps all the parts of the body together. Noticing the sense of wetness or sense of cohesion internally, externally. And when the mind is lost in thought, as it's apt to do, especially at the beginning of a retreat, you can always bring it back to this experience of feeling the body's connection to whatever it is sitting on, chair, mat, cushion, bench. This is an obvious experience that we can bring our attention back to. cohesion. We're connected. There's no separation between the body and what we're sitting on. Moving on to the next element, the quality of temperature, heat or coolness, also associated with metabolism or digestion. Might take a moment to just rub the hands together and notice how the temperature starts to shift as you do so. Can scan through the body. Maybe there's different temperatures of different body parts. Or different regions. Under the arms might be a different temperature than the forearms. Of course, the environment has temperature too. Noticing the temperature around the face. The temperature around the hands. Maybe they're the same, maybe not. Warmth, coolness inside the body, in the environment. It's just the same. Warmth or coolness. And again, if the mind wanders, you can always come back to the sensation of the body, connection to the cushion or the chair. Tune into that. And then open up to these different experiences without straining. And moving on to the next element, movement. Noticing the rhythm of the movement in the chest or the belly as we breathe. This movement. Feeling the air going in and out of the nose. Sense of movement. Might also be a sense of temperature. It's different temperature when it's going in the nose than when it's going out of the nose. If we're moving the body, just noticing movement. Of course, there's movement. We might even notice there's slight breeze across the body. There's movement outside. Externally, just the same as there is in the body, internally. Air from the outside the body is continuously being exchanged with air inside the body. Maybe it doesn't make sense to talk about air inside the body. It's constantly being exchanged. Being sensitive to, attuning to the sense of movement, feeling of air moving. can also be sensitive to the sense of space, this hollowness, sense of a cavity inside the nose, inside the mouth. And just as there's hollowness, cavities, space associated with the body, of course there is in nature as well. This room has a lot of space inside. In the same way, there's space inside the mouth. Tuning into, being sensitive to the experience of space, hollowness. Just tuning into whatever experience is predominant in terms of the way we're working with them this time. Solidity, fluidity or cohesion, temperature, movement, hollowness. In a relaxed, easy way. Starts getting lost, as it's inclined to do, just very simply, gently begin again, starting with the sense of this cohesion, this connection with what you're sitting on, something that's obvious, and tuning into the sense of cohesion, fluidity, solidness. Temperature. Movement. chances are that you haven't practiced in this way before. You haven't quite done this practice. There are lots of meaningful and helpful, powerful practices in all kinds of traditions. We can honor and respect those. And while we're here, just give yourself over to this practice just for these few days. And see if it works for you. How else will you know if this powerful transformative practice is powerful and transformative? If you just, for the next few days, give yourself over to the practice where practices will be offering. Why not run the experiment? How is this for you? It might feel clunky, awkward. Maybe even not entirely clear. Can you be okay with that? Learning something new always has a little bit of awkwardness in the beginning. That's okay. being sensitive to experience of solidity. Hardness. Being sensitive to the experience of fluidity or cohesion. Being sensitive to the experience of temperature. Digestion. Sensitive to the experience of movement, air, being sensitive to the experience of hollowness, space. So for that guided meditation, I emphasize the experiential qualities. I didn't use the names of the elements as much because we have so many associations with them. It can really support our practice if we shift away from ideas, concepts, notions, and shift toward experiences. What's actually happening this moment. So much of our suffering and our difficulties are as our minds making stories. I should have done that. They shouldn't have done that. Or I need to do this. They should do that. Or whatever it is, right? It's amazing, our minds. So I really wanted to emphasize the experiential. And we'll be building on this during this week. But coming back to solidity, a sense of solidity, earth element. Sense of fluidity or cohesion, water element. Sense of temperature, fire element. Sense of movement, air element. Sense of hollowness, space element. And of course, not only are we experiencing the bodily experience, but we're also experiencing the environment, like how it's impacting the body. And hardness is hardness is hardness. It doesn't matter whether it's like felt in the body with the teeth, for example, or the fingernails against the hand, or we feel it against us, something hard that we're touching, feeling, and whatever activities we're doing. And there's this way of becoming sensitive to or acknowledging again and again and again that these qualities of the elements are both internally and externally. It's the exact same qualities. So then we start to, this sense of separateness starts to diminish. This sense of me here and everything else out there starts to not become so distinct. And it turns out that this leads to greater freedom and ease. This sense of being part of nature. Like, of course we are. Sometimes we can feel really separate, even if our constructed things that we have in nature, but of course, you know, they're all made out of nature too. How could they be anything else? So this sense of being just nature, we also start to recognize that this body doesn't really belong to us in the way that we might think it does. We can't control it. It's going to start aging whether we want it to or not. It's going to be sick whether we want it to or not. It's going to die whether we want it to or not. So in some ways it's been borrowed from nature, this bodily experience. We'll return to nature. Of course it will. So there's a way in which this recognizing this brings a certain amount of freedom, maybe even some delight. I know for me it does. Or maybe from the outside, when you first hear this idea, it might feel like, oh, that's a little bit odd. But there's a way of, I don't know, being connected. We're nature too. Of course we are. Of course we are. And we can emphasize that with recognizing the earth, water, fire, air, and space. There's one way to highlight that, this connection. So I have a few announcements, and then I'm going to pass it on to Kim. She'll give us further instructions. So again, every morning at 8:30, there'll be a guided meditation. And there will be announcements, things to know for the rest of the day. So we will be having affinity sits on this retreat, but they start tomorrow. If you don't know what that is, perfectly fine. We'll explain it tomorrow. But if you do know what it is and you were wondering, we'll have them tomorrow. We'll explain that tomorrow. But today, you'll practice kind of as I was guiding you today. Please practice in the sitting and walking. Kim will give some instruction how to do that with walking throughout the day. And then here's something that's unusual that we don't usually do at IRC retreats, is that at 1:45 p.m., that is after lunch, instead of coming here to this room, you will go to a different location. So there's this, divided everybody into four groups, and just for fun, we named one air, earth, water, and fire, but don't assign any meaning. We just thought, oh, wouldn't that be fun? So each of you is assigned one of those four groups, And the four groups are meeting in four different locations. So you'll find that on the dining room door is a list. You can find your name and you'll see what group, earth, fire, air, water. Then for every day of this retreat at 1:45 p.m., you will meet with that same group in the same location at 1:45. As teachers, will rotate through. You will go to the same location every day, one teacher one day, another teacher the next day, etc. And just a reminder, at 4 p.m., there'll be, I'm sorry, 4:30, thank you, Kim, 4:30, there'll be some teaching here. We'll be building on something that we've been doing. And then at 7:45 p.m., once again, you'll get into groups, but these will be smaller groups without a teacher, a chance to just talk to each other for a short amount of time, and we will be giving you a specific question to talk about. And it will be related to the practice you've been doing during the day. So come here at 7:45. We'll give you the question, some guidance on what to do in the small groups, and then go out into the small group. So come here at 7:45. We'll remind you at 4:30. And maybe, Kim, do you have some things you'd like to add to this? Okay, I think that's... Are there any other announcements this morning? No. Okay, so now Kim will kind of give us some walking instructions, what to do with a walking meditation.
Great. So even if you've done walking meditation before, please stay for this part. Sometimes people are released if they've done it, but because we're doing this element practice, it's a little bit different. So I have two aims in this little short guidance that I'll be giving. One is that if you've never done walking meditation before, I'll explain what that is and how we do it and how it fits into our practice. And then also we'll relate it to the element practice that Diana introduced in the sitting. So we have, you'll notice on the schedule, kind of alternating periods of sitting and something called walking. And in walking meditation, formal walking meditation, it's not that we're going for a walk, although you can do that throughout the day. It's nice to do that sometimes. But in formal walking meditation, we have a way of bringing our meditative mind to our experience while the body is walking instead of sitting stationary as we do here in the hall. And that's, of course, healthy for the body. We can't sit all the time. But also it offers the chance to do a meditative practice under different circumstances. And of course, we encourage you to meditate also while doing your work meditation and other things. But this formal walking practice is sometimes discovered to be kind of an integration between the formal stationary sitting, which doesn't seem that pragmatic, although it is, and our more everyday type activities. You know, during the day, we have to use the bathroom and eat and shower and those kinds of things. So the walking can be a nice transition between those. So in walking meditation, I'm going to get up now so you can see, is we start by standing. And I would encourage you to follow along. So if you would like to stand also, please stand. You can either stand on your mat or next to it. It's fine. And the idea is that we're staying present with our experience. Often when we're walking, we have some aim. We're walking to go somewhere or to do something. And our mind is pretty much on that. And it's just the body's just kind of getting us there. But in walking meditation, we actually pay attention to the act of walking. And we stay present just with that simple activity. And I'll be explaining this by way of the elements also, in that when we stand, you can notice that it's earth, standing on earth. You know, it's the hardness experience in the body. we feel that supported by the hardness of the earth. And Diana drew attention to the way the connection that we feel is related to the water element. So we start to see more of the mixing of the elements in this walking meditation. So we experience ourselves just standing, and then we're going to take a step. So we shift our weight to one side, choose a side, and you feel that that side gets heavier. So we have a stronger experience of solidity and hardness on the side that we're leaning on. The other side becomes lighter. There's maybe less experience of earth in that moment. And then if we're going to take a step, we'll need to pick up that lighter foot, and we can step forward. During that time, that foot is passing through the air element. I don't know if we'll feel that or not, but maybe we'll become sensitized toward that. And then you shift onto that foot. You feel the way there's motion in the body in order to do this air element. Maybe we feel that the ground is a little bit cool, so there's some fire element, some temperature that we can notice. And then we'll take another step. We can shift, pick that foot up, move it forward. Feel how the elements play against each other as we change. We have motion, we have temperature, we have the solidity, we have the connection and the disconnection as we pick up the foot. This is all kind of in our contact. And then internally, the body may be shifting, changing. We have to use certain muscles. And so there's tightness as we shift the muscles. So I'm throwing a lot of things at you that could all be noticed. Don't make it complicated. They're all happening. They're all part of reality. As Diana said, all we're doing is attuning ourselves to what's there. The amazing thing about this element practice is that we realize these things have been happening from day one in our life, but have we noticed them really? Have we really noticed our experience in this way? And when we attune our mind toward this particular set of experiences that we're highlighting, there is there a path toward freedom and peace that we'll be highlighting throughout this week. So again, the encouragement is to try to see experience in this way. See what it does. Try it out. Maybe one more thing I'll highlight for context is that one of the things Diana mentioned in the poem she read of Uttama is that she was taught various aspects of practice, the aggregates, the sense bases, and the elements. And among the sense bases, we are said to have six, the eyes, the ears, the nose, the tongue, the body, and the mind. The element practice very strongly focuses on one of those, on the body. And, you know, we're not so much looking at things, thinking about things. Some of the other senses are impacted. We can see motion, for example. And if we, certain flavors are hot or affect the nose, affect the smell. Largely, we're focusing on the sensations that are coming into the body, even the sense of space or of proprioception, where the body is, how it is disposed. That's considered part of the body element, our sensing around us, of the space around us. So this body element is something we're not so attuned to in our culture. We are very focused on our mind, of course, looking at our phones, all of that. And our seeing and hearing, those are our more primary senses. So this is tuning us in to a very important part of experience that we may not have deep familiarity with. And it's so beautiful, and it's so liberating, and it's so exciting to discover the richness of the bodily sense space. So one slight more thing on walking. You just walk back and forth, 10 paces, 20 paces, then turn around, do it again. So we're not trying to navigate a path. We're not going around corners, etc. Just choose a place where you can go forward and back, forward and back. We have a walking hall where you can do it outside. And the speed, we did it somewhat slowly to feel the elements. You may want to try that. But if you're getting easily distracted, it's okay. You can walk at a more normal pace. Just allow the flow to happen. You can walk quickly, slowly, whatever feels like it supports your mindfulness in the moment, your being aware in the moment. So hopefully that's enough. And if you have questions, you'll have chances to talk with the teachers each day. And we'll be talking about our experience of these elements in sitting and walking throughout the day. Today is about getting to know all of the elements. So have a beautiful, wonderful day of practice. And we now have a period of walking and then a sitting after that.